Well, in the 40-plus years I've been doing this job, I can tell you that one of the top five safeties, and you can argue maybe the best I've seen here, is Jaquan Brisker. And he knows it because I've already told him that a couple times. So it's not unusual for me to hear that. Jaquan, first of all, what was it like on day two, the wait, and then finding out it was the Bears?
Really, the wait, it was, you know, kind of difficult, but, you know, honestly, just being around friends and family, you know, really helped me a lot. You know, just, you know, just going around, you know, just thanking everybody, you know, for, you know, showing up and, you know, thanking everybody, you know, just for being there and things like that. But, you know, the way, you know, after I seen, you know, a couple players go ahead of me, you know, it was kind of difficult, but I just wanted to, you know, see what team really wanted me. And then once, you know, I seen the Bears call me, I was like, there was a, this team wants me. You know, they didn't pass me up in the first round because they didn't have a first round pick. So, you know, they had second round pick. So, you know, once they picked me, you know, I was very comfortable with going with the Bears. And then, you know, I also visited with them during my 30 visit. So I had a great time here. And, you know, they have a great staff and, you know, great organization. So I was very happy.
In fact, it's a brand new staff there, as a matter of fact. It is a fresh start in Chicago with that staff. How excited are you, and especially the fit that you have in that particular defense they want to run?
Yes, sir. I'm very excited. Just, you know, excited to play, you know, under this defense, you know, especially, you know, the scheme and things like that. But, you know, especially a new staff, you know, everybody want to come in, you know, go to the playoffs and, you know, win a Super Bowl. So I'm happy.
Something, it's one thing to sit there, and anybody who watches you combine, and I was, you know, and Kim Jones from NFL Network and I were watching you combine, and like, wow, look at everything he can do. And I said, that's not the half of it. It's the football smarts to go with the athleticism. What kind of person are you in terms of studying the game of football where you immerse yourself in it?
Like a football geek, like really just, you know, trying to diagnose everything I can and transfer it over, you know, to the field. Look at what I can, you know, on film, you know, go through the playbook and then, you know, transfer it on to the field, you know, just really pay attention to every single detail, you know, that I'm doing, that also that my team is doing, so that allows me to play even more faster. So, you know, really just, you know, studying a lot, you know, especially, you know, I've been playing it for so long. So, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, different terminology, you know, at different places. So really just getting comfortable with the terminology and really just studying it over and over again until I feel like I'm great. So,
Jaquan, there are two ways that you can bet on yourself. Number one is, I'm going into the draft. That's it. Or you can come back for a year because you're confident enough that you can show everybody that you can improve your game and be a higher pick. You went with the latter. What did this past season mean to your growth as a player to get you in a position to be a second-round pick?
It meant a lot, just, you know, coming back, you know, just being a professional, you know, having, you know, Coach Franklin staff, you know, teaching me how to, you know, be a leader, you know, be a man off the field also, but, you know, just taking everything all in, you know, not, you know, missing any notes or any, you know, big, you know, points, you know, that Coach Franklin or the staff has said, but, you know, just coming back, you know, being a professional, you know, taking it all in and, you know, just helping myself, you know, just make sure that, you know, I'm on the field, you know, I'm showing what I could do, you know, showing my versatility, you know, showing, you know, coming back, you know, that was very important for me to come back and show my versatility, you know, show what I could do, you know, play even more faster, but, you know, just more be a professional, be a great leader.
Which you are. What did Anthony Poindexter mean to you this past season?
You know, he meant a lot, especially off the field. You know, he taught me a lot off the field, you know, just not football, you know, just being a man, just like, you know, Coach Franklin. So he fit right into the set. And then on the field, you know, he's a great safety himself. So, you know, me just, you know, learning every single thing that I can from him, you know, under that year we had and, you know, us having, you know, a great time together. And, you know, the relationship, you know, was great. You know, I love Coach Poindexter. You know, everything he taught me, you know, I transferred onto the field and you guys seen it.
I have to ask you about the progress of little brother, and that's Jair Brown. Tig is something else. And Tig is now betting on himself to do exactly what you've done. What are the attributes that he brings to the table that you know on the pro level are going to be very attractive?
I'd say versatility also. Last year we both played left and right, so he got the chance to play free safety and boundary safety. So, you know, that versatility is very important. Then also his ball skills. You know, people, you know, he wasn't talking about last year, but he was tied in the nation for, you know, the most interceptions. So, you know, his ball skills, that's huge in the league because, you know, you get paid intercepting the ball and giving it back to the offense. So, you know, I think that's very important. Then I know he's going to take on, you know, the leadership role and take over there. So, you know, once, you know, he shows versatility again, and then his ball skills and then his leadership, it's going to be easy once he gets into the league. He's going to be a great safety.
How young were you, Jaquan, when you started dreaming about the NFL? And now that it's a reality, what's this like compared to the dream?
I'd say very young. Probably, you know, around, you know, 7 or 8. You know, I was, you know, carrying around my brother's, you know, helmet, shoulder pads, you know, at a very young age. And, you know, playing with socks, you know, my mom taking things away from me and things like that. So I'll say at a very young age. And, you know, me just telling my parents, you know, as long as I get, you know, to college, you know, I'll be fine. So, you know, really, you know, now that I'm here, you know, it's just like, wow. Like, you know, all the hard work, you know, everything, you know, really paid off. So, you know, just really taking it all in. But, you know, also, you know, now it's time to be a professional. You know, now, you know, it's time to just go. Like, I can't be, you know, too sharp for too long or, you know, things like that. You know, I just got to be ready now. So it's time to go.
And you walk out of here with your degree, you know, and that's what a lot of people are ready. You walk out of here with your degree. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Jaquan, you're one of the best I've ever seen here. And look forward to seeing you not only in the professional ranks, but seeing you stop by here every once in a while just to say hi, okay?
Yes, sir. Look forward to seeing you also. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jaquan Brisker of the Chicago Bears. That has a nice ring to it. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.